Welcome to the Getting the Deal Done podcast series. I'm going to use a phrase that one of my mentors, Alan Weiss, has said, and I've heard many times, and he will say, I can't believe how stupid I was a week ago, a month ago, a couple months ago. And I'm going to apply that to myself first. Every year, other than COVID, we do a project through my Rotary Club in the Bellevue School District's tech program, where we go to Antigua, been there 14 times, and we donate computers for the schools. We install Wi-Fi networks. Actually, the students in the Cisco networking class do the wiring and things like that. We donated and school supplies. My wife sets up a new sewing center every time we go there, all of that. That's our project. It's a great project. But we also do some side events, some tourist sightseeing things. I mean, these are generally about 14 or 15 high school kids going. We want to make it enjoyable on the off time. We do a tour of the island. We stop at a wonderful tourist trap called Shirley Heights, overlooking English Harbor in Antigua. We do a catamaran cruise along the west side, the Caribbean side of the island. You know, we have a couple other little things, and we have a lunch at the Rotary Club meeting, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, everyone puts in for this, goes into my Rotary Club's foundation, and then, you know, I pay for everything, and then I get reimbursed. And then I started thinking, you know, I go to the bank down there, and my limit is $1,000 to $1,500 a day on my cash cards, debit cards. Their limit, though, is about the same in EC dollars, so a little over $500. So I'm constantly going to the bank for not only those things I mentioned or bringing cash along, but also for daily expenses like meals and gas for our trucks and things like that. So again, I started thinking, duh, what am I doing? Why don't I wire that money and let them pay for everything instead of carrying and getting all these cash withdrawals with, you know, fees from my bank and the local bank? You know, probably $100, not going to break the budget, but it still is $100. So what are you doing? What could you be doing different instead of the same old, same old? Is it in marketing? Are you marketing the same way you always did? Are you doing new things? Are you trying new things? We've tried some things. We're always changing. We've eliminated some things. What about sales? Are you using too much technology or not enough technology? Are you concentrating on relationships instead of technology, which you should be balancing, because relationships still matter, and they surely matter in the buying and selling of a company? What about production? One of our clients is a manufacturing business. They've been around for decades, 30-some years. They hired a new chief operating officer a while back, and one of the first things he noticed, he says, there's a bottleneck. This is a company that makes a product and it has to put a coating on it. It took a long time, took days to get stuff through because of the drying time. He put in a drying room. It increased throughput tremendously. What about your customer service? Do you allow your people to solve the customer's problem, or do they have to follow a script? And then technology in itself. You know, I talked to someone recently, and I had a client recently who bought a company, and they both said, we have something that uses a DOS system. I mean, who the heck uses a DOS system in the 2020s? Are you using all the technology you could? Are you over technology? So it's wasting time, that things could be done simpler. So think about, how stupid were you a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? What are the things you could be doing different? Because if you're an owner, it's going to increase your value if you can make those things more efficient. Because let me tell you, business buyers are looking for opportunities where they can increase productivity, improve systems using technology, using common sense, everything else. And they're looking for times they can pay a little less and increase the value right away. So this is John Martinka. Thank you for listening. watching, and catch you next time.